Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. Welcome to this week's Ask Me Anything, where you can ask me anything about CTE, teaching multiple preps, being a mom, secondary teaching, being an administrator, whatever you want to ask. It is a free game. This is the second episode for the week, and it is only during the summer. If you have a question, feel free to send me an email at hello@kristenmasick.com or a DM on Instagram at kristenmasick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive, but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. Today's question comes from Kelly. She says, I will be an elective teacher for grades 6 to 8. I'll have several preps. Any good advice on how to keep each class organized, filing system, or other tips to help keep everything in order? Well, Kelly, I've got some things that worked for me, but then also some strategies that have worked for other teachers. Now, the first thing is you're going to want to think about how much of your organization is going to be digital versus how much is going to be physical. I feel like gone are the days of everything being physical. We have now, since the pandemic especially, have gone to an LMS or learning management system pretty much at every school that I know of, but that is where you may want to start when it comes to digitally organizing things. Between the LMS and then also something on the cloud, like Google Drive or Dropbox, those can also be places where you organize and store your files or your things that you are going to be referencing. And the great way is when you're organizing digitally, at least on those programs, just make sure that the titles of your resources are very searchable. Include the course name in addition to the unit. Instead of having like unit one, have a slight description of maybe what's in that unit. So if it's about careers or if it's about a specific pathway, that's going to make it so that it's going to be easier to find and search. And quite honestly, then your organization maybe doesn't need to be as perfect, because gone are the days of needing to dig through each of those digital files to find the one, because the search is so good. And a lot of times that search will also search within the resource or that document as well. Just think about that. You may not need to be worried so much about your organization when it comes digitally. Just think about mainly how you are naming things, because then it will help you be able to retrieve them in the future. Now, when it comes to physical things, there are a few different things that I loved to do. The first is color code. If I could color code things, that made it so easy for me. I knew that my engineering class was yellow. They had yellow things that I printed off for them. Any notes that they were doing were all in yellow. It was just visually easy for me to organize and see where those items needed to be and which class they went to. But for the most part, the color coding worked really well. Another thing that can work is just a numbering system. Elementary teachers do a fabulous job of this, and even having like your desks numbered, and so students are assigned that desk. Even Jared does this in his classroom. He has some tables that students share, and then they're numbered, and that number corresponds with their welding booth. And so those students are assigned that welding booth, and they're also assigned the helmets that go with that same number. It's easy for him to track if something is left out, who left it out, just because of those numbers. And then it makes it really easy when it comes to assigning students to work with one another, because they're just right there in those numbers. Jared has also assigned his students different numbers, because for some reason, when he is sorting his time cards, it's just easier to put them in numerical order than put them in alphabetical order. He numbers them still in alphabetical order, but it's just easier and quicker to do the numbers. That's another way of organizing to help with grading and to help make it faster when you're inputting grades, because then you'll already have everything in alphabetical order as far as the grade book goes, but you sorted them with their numerical order. Utilizing colors and numbers have been a great way. You can throw in shapes and have different courses corresponding to different shapes, or you could have different desks or groups also corresponding to shapes. Think about just utilizing things that would be simple that way. When it comes to your preparations, if you're thinking about copies, you can have like drawers. Drawers are my favorite because I can just drop things in them. You could have a drawer for each class. It could either be every class period, if you've got seven class periods or however many drawers you've got, or you could do the subject in case you repeat any of those classes. You can have a designated drawer, and that's where you can put everything in there. And within that drawer, you could have all of your things that you need to hand out, but then you could also keep a file that has lesson plans or other things that you might need that go directly with that particular course. If you have a question like Kelly did, then feel free to send me a DM on Instagram at Kristen Masick, KHRSTENMASSIC, or shoot me an email, hello@kristenmasick.com. Until next week.